this is Ari Koppel and Serena of Matrix Liberatus. We are here today as a first-time show for us on this particular station, and we're very excited because we have amazing information to tell you all, specifically addressing the Matrix and all the forces that are currently on the planet and off-planet that are holding us hostage. One of the reasons as to why things are not working out for us, why the planet, there's such an eruption of evil, and what we can do about it is really the important thing, because it is so rampant right now that if we don't do something to take this planet back, we may be at a point where we don't even want to go there. Let's put it that way. So without further ado, I would also like to introduce Serena. Before we do that, I'm going to explain a little bit about how we came across or came up with the name of Matrix Liberatus. And what it means is we're freed from the Matrix. Okay. So the whole point of the show is to manifest the world that we want. We are co-creators. We are divine beings. We need to finally step into our authority and power and create the world that we want. And so we created the name to specifically express that positive affirmation that we have already arrived. We have arrived together because we are all on the same page. We are all with the same focus, with the same intent in writing our destiny. As members of the human race. So Serena, I'd like to introduce Serena to you. She's our co-host here in Matrix Liberatus, and she's going to, excuse me, I have a cough. Apparently I'm catching a cold, but she's going to be talking about what the Matrix is about, what the Archons are, how come we're in this situation. You want to address that, Serena?
Yes. Hi. Hello, everybody. And thank you for that explanation for why we have chosen Matrix Liberatus. I also like using Latin as the language of preference because it holds ancient, it's old and it's ancient and it has a lot of power. And I just love the Latin language. I believe it holds more power than the English language. And I really want Matrix Liberatus to be like a living affirmation. So every time the words are spoken, so it is, right?
Yep.
what is the Matrix and why we are doing this? Well, the Matrix, I imagine that the audience will know what the Matrix is, but just to clarify, it is a prison system, is all it is. It is a prison system that has taken over humanity in every aspect, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, every way that you can imagine. And they have created systems which lock us down and keep us prisoners in a prison without bars. And the Matrix is something that we have to break out of because our soul is locked in, and pain and suffering is locked in, and we need to escape from this. There are beings who are creating many unspeakable horrors of pain and suffering. I believe they start at the top by the name of the Archons. And there may be others above them, but I'm not going to go further than that. I think the Archons is bad enough. and beneath wow. them, there are others, the Draconians, Reptilians, Greys, and every other kind of thing in between that is messing with humanity and keeping us all in a prison system through very complex and very sophisticated devices. And devices can be psychological as well as very physical.
Correct, yeah.
And anybody who is alive on the planet right now can see that there are serious major problems that we're having on the planet that we need to change and that we can change because we have to, right? And we're here to break out of the Matrix, to be liberated from it, because the controllers, the prison wardens, are not going to release us. We have to break out. So That's our job, and we are going to be liberated, and we have to figure out together how we're going to do this.
Yeah, yeah. And what I've, observations of that not only myself have made, you've made, and so many others that are speaking about this right now on different venues, like, for example, radio shows and blogs and things like that, we're all observing that there's patterns. You know, there's patterns with these entities, these forces, and they're very, very clever. They have, they're just so and so stealth and so astute, and you know, they're always ahead of the game, you know, and
yes,
they have this way of you know, and I did a radio show earlier addressing this same thing, and what it is that they come up with ways of marketing ideas and concepts. They get us with the feel good stuff. You know, what feels good, what's sugary, what's fluff. Because we are all beings that we all have. You know, we function from the heart, basically. You know, all those that are light workers. All those that are here as light bearers and way showers, we're all functioning from the heart. That's the reason we came here, and we're holding the light and we're holding the space. And they know that. So what they're doing is they're marketing their concepts and ideas by infiltrating us through using wonderful words of wisdom and wonderful fluffy talk and embellished words and things like that that feel good because they resonate, they vibrate to the same vibration as to that feel good that we feel when we feel that love space. And so a lot of us, if we're not connecting with source, if we're not getting the information directly from source where it's not polluted, where it hasn't been compromised, we have this tendency to believe that because it's coming in from that same vibrational, that same resonance, that it makes us feel good, that it's all that it's all genuine, that it's all correct information. So what they're doing is they're actually encapsulating the information that is erroneous with the fluff, with the truisms. So that it's almost like a pill. It's almost like a pill, like a medicine that I would give to my dog, for example. And if I give her the medicine, which is bitter by itself, she would spit it out. But if I put it in a marshmallow and encapsulate it with something that's sugary and tastes good and gets that endorphin kick in, she's going to swallow it. She's going to eat it. Actually, she'll love it. She won't even know that there's something in there. So what I'm saying is that we really have to be very, very discerning. And that's part of the mission of the show is to address that. Because humanity has been duped. Basically, we've been sold a lemon. Okay?
We've been sold bushels
of lemons. Okay? And but their sugar, you know, the lemon is bitter, but they're sugar coating it on top of that. So it's a really nice tasting lemon. We're really thinking we're getting the genuine information. And what is happening is that because we are sugared up and got that sugar high, you know, of that wonderful feeling of feel good information and disinformation that comes in from, for example, channeled material that might come in from an ET that supposedly is giving information or whatever. We are in such a high that we're missing it. We're externalizing, okay, the information we're getting. We're going out to this place and getting it. And we're going to this book and getting it. We're going to that teacher and that lecturer and that video, and we're getting it from everywhere, but where we're supposed to be getting it, and we're supposed to be getting it directly from source because that's the only place. The only channel of information that's not corrupted, it has not been compromised. Humanity has been compromised because we're giving our power away because we're not connecting directly to source to get the correct information. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I think, well, that we're referring to a lot of channeled material, that which is, there's a lot of that going on. and the ET scenario. And I wanted to say something about the ETs. First of all, I never really wanted to even look at this situation with aliens and extraterrestrials. I always found it fascinating, but my fascination, it kind of began and ended with Star Trek, you know, right. like that was it for me. And the original series, because even the ones after that, I was not interested in, right? I mean, just not interested in it. This whole alien thing. But when I, because I'm a researcher, a very serious researcher, and I really need to understand what is happening on the planet for its entire history, actually, which is extensive research, I had to start looking at the impossible, things I didn't want to look at. And it did bring me to the alien thing theme, because it kept coming up. It kept coming up with people who were having experiences, and what is going on, and how does manipulation on such a grand scale take place without people knowing? How is it so cleverly and disguised as something that is sweet and sugary, and it turns out to be nefarious in the end? And who conceives of all of these things? How organized they are, how well funded they are. This is happening from higher levels. So where are these higher levels? So I had to get into the alien concept. And fast forward to now, I feel that everything now, everything that we see on this planet is an entire alien paradigm that has been superimposed over the human organic paradigm that should have been the real organic paradigm of human life, the way it was meant to be. There has been an entire alien agenda superimposed over it. And they are extremely sophisticated in how they bring their crap down mm-hmm. to us with what you call the marketing in every aspect of life, from education and religion to pharmaceuticals to drugs to hierarchical situations, and all of these things that really don't belong in the human experience. These are all alien paradigms, and they have the most clever, nefarious, and sophisticated ways of creating these things over our reality that is so mind-boggling. If you're not really looking for it, you're not going to see it.
Yeah.
You're not going to see it. And you have to really look for it, and you have to keep an open mind. You can't let beliefs get in the way. Like, I had to drop beliefs mm-hmm. that I had. Like, I had beliefs, you know, that evil things don't happen to good people. They just don't, right? Dark forces just can't touch me because I'm a good person. So they can't touch me. They can. It'll happen to other people, but it doesn't touch me. Well, you know, I've been wrong about those things. Very, very wrong. Mm-hmm. Because they do happen to good people all the time. But why? And it's not because I have karma or bad karma, or because I'm terrible inside, or I have such a dark shadow figure that I have to work out its problems. No, right. There are dark forces here working on everybody, mm-hmm. especially those who were brought in deliberately to take this matrix out.
Exactly.
And I'm finding this is an entirely alien agenda. It comes from off-world. And, you know, I know that sounds like a short statement, but, you know, this is years and years of research
yeah.
into, you know, the impossible. So, and there's all this false information, and people are just, they're susceptible and vulnerable because they're not suspecting this deceit at these levels coming into them, right? They're not prepared for how deeply deceitful this information is. And so, yeah. like you say, all this information, they want to believe something good, and they continue to believe something good, yet it defies reality and everything that we're seeing in the world. Well, you know, you can't have both.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
One is a truth and one is a lie. Which is it?
Yeah. And then they keep us, you know, they keep us divided. There's
another powerful weapon. That's a very powerful weapon.
That, you know, have you ever seen I have never seen in my life, I mean, I can't compare it as, you know, because I've been at this since I was very young. But right now, more belief systems than there are probably people on the planet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you can probably even count the hairs, and there's probably still more people than more belief systems than even the hairs on those people's heads. It's almost an epidemic with the amount of different, you know, thought, you know, different schools of thought, different beliefs, you know. And then we've got within the light workers and the light showers and all, you know, those that supposedly come here to uphold the light and to help to transform this planet, we're like, you know, almost fighting each other in a way. If you go to any of these websites or any of these blogs and you just read the comments, and I mean, people are actually going at each other, mm-hmm. they just defending their point of view.
Yeah, it's beliefs and opinions, yeah.
If beliefs and opinions, so they're dividing us in a lot of ways. And then there's a lot of different in the infiltration within even those belief systems that is done on purpose by these forces to not only keep us divided, because, of course, you have that divide and conquer philosophy, which works very well.
It always works.
Yeah. It always works. But it keeps us looking away from what's really happening. You know, yeah. It keeps us chasing the carrot that they put in front of us to begin with.
Yeah, so that there's always a carrot. Do you notice that? There's always a carrot dangling, and it's always in front of you. Nobody ever gets the carrot.
No, nobody ever gets
the
carrot.
Has anybody noticed that?
And nobody gets the carrot, and nobody even realizes that the carrot is there and put there on purpose so that we're not looking backwards as they're looking, lurking behind us. Right. And doing all the works that they do, which are all evil. They're creating havoc. They're creating, you know, all the agendas. All right. Every day they get a step closer to fulfilling the total enslavement of humanity every day, because we're looking away. Why are we looking away? Why? The reason we're looking away, many of us have these beliefs that if we look at these things, that if we look at evil, if we address the evil, that we're going to be attracting it into our reality. When in reality, it's just the opposite. Okay?
Because the evil is already there. The evil is already there. How does this happen? I have no idea. It boggles the mind.
It boggles the mind, because, I mean, if that statement holds true, right? If we don't look at it, we bring it on into a reality. But so many more folks are not looking at it. There are many more people that are of the belief system that if you don't look at it, you know, it's better, because, you know, we need to be in that happy place. We need to be in that space of love and light.
Yeah, and I was there. I was there. I was one of those people.
Right. You know, and it doesn't work, because, you know, in reality, it's going to happen. You know, the fact that you're not looking, the fact that you're not addressing it, is the reason that it's going rampant.
Yes.
That's the reason, because they have full reign. They have, you know, the license to go ahead and our permission, because we're not looking. We're not guarding it. We're not stopping it. We're not saying no. Why? Because we're not even looking. We don't even know what's happening.
Right.
Because we don't want to look there, do we? We it's so painful sometimes, right? When you have to hear about women being raped and tortured and maimed, and children disappearing, and child trafficking and pedophilia, and men going to war, and the things that are happening to men, I mean, beheadings. Who the heck wants to look at that? Honestly, I mean, I don't want to look. I mean, I really don't. It puts me in a very bad place.
Yeah.
But it makes me want to do something. Okay. It makes me want to do something. It makes me, have to do something, because if I don't do something, I'm aiding and abetting it.
Yes,
I'm allowing it to
flourish.
Yes. Okay? And so that's why you and I are on this radio show, because believe you me, I do other things besides this. Okay? And it's like, you know. And but to not do something, I would not be able to sleep at night. How could I be a light worker, a light warrior, a light bearer, a way shower? You know, if I am looking the other way while these things are happening to maybe not my children, maybe not my grandchildren, but somebody else's children and they're my children as well. Okay, yes. they're our children. Okay, yes. And if it doesn't make you angry, and I don't understand what this thing is with a lot of people not wanting to get angry. What is the thing? Is that taboo? And some these people also infiltrated us saying anger is taboo.
Yeah, so let's choke you, let's torture you, let's torment you, let's poison you, let's chemtrail you, let's keep you deaf, dumb, blind, and stupid, but you're not supposed to get angry either.
No, because we're supposed to, you know.
Excuse me.
Right.
Excuse me, okay?
Right.
Yes, I am angry.
Yes.
No. Correction.
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I am pissed.
Right.
All right? And I, you know what? I have no problems being pissed. I don't have a problem being pissed, but I'm not that psychopath that's going to take that anger out on innocent people and strangers. You see, people are afraid of their anger, especially men, because their anger is destructive. When they get angry, they're hurting somebody else.
Right.
Okay? But this anger that you're talking about, this is righteous anger. And some people may not be crazy about that term, and I really couldn't care less.
Right.
But this anger, we need to have. This anger, because the passivity bullshit is not working.
No.
It's not working, okay? Something else has to happen. You know, a volcano creates change. Why? Because it's fire. We need this fire. It's called the holy fire, okay? We need it. We need it because that's what's going to make change. Passivity and complacency and being a doormat doesn't... It does nothing but give a green light to these nefarious forces that are definitely working in everybody's life. Everyone.
Yeah. It's one lie after another. And they're so clever as to how they present them. You know, it's all sugar-coated information, all embellished information, everything.
You're not spiritual if you get angry, right? You're not a spiritual person.
No, that's one of them.
Okay,
yeah.
That's rubbish.
Yeah, that's one of the disinformation right there. You know, they'll come in with these wonderful feel-good messages, and you can read them all day long in all these blogs, all these websites. You can hear them on YouTube in all these wonderful, magnificent-made YouTube videos with the beautiful music, and then you have the wonderful messages. They're all embellished. Okay, it's all and they're very clever in how, because remember they're trying to win us over with the sugarcoating, because that feel good, that space where we're at when we were in that love space where we're together and we're holding hands and we're singing Kumbaya, you know, we're all in that wonderful feeling of love, you know. They copy and paste that feeling. Okay, it's very, you know, it's not that hard to imitate. Okay, so then you'll have these messages of supposedly ascended masters. Okay, or a being from another world, an alien, or a message from whomever. Okay, and they'll come in and they'll present themselves as, oh, I am a being so-and-so, and oh, I am Lord so-and-so, and dear ones, precious hearts, give me another one. I mean, there's so many of them.
I have a good one.
Tell me.
Dear ones, we love you so much. We are at your feet. We are washing your feet.
Yes, that's a wonderful one.
Have you heard that one?
Yes, I have. I get, you know, I just laugh. I cannot... Believe me, if anyone
Ari, huh? I used to read these. I used to read them, and I used to love them year after year after year after year. And then something started happening. They didn't make me feel so good anymore. And I couldn't understand why, you know, why doesn't it? This is beautiful stuff. Why is it not making me feel good? Because the lie was showing itself up. Eventually, your body has to tell you the truth. I mean, if you're not hearing the truth right away, eventually it will show up. And I saw that nothing was changing. Everything that they channeled was a lie. Nothing has happened
it's
the way they said they were going to happen.
It's infiltrated information. They come in and they'll start saying things like, you know, and it's all embellished and all beautiful. And it's like, dear ones and precious hearts, you know, everything is in divine order. Everything is on
too.
Track. You know, we are already in the process of ascension. We have already attained a fifth dimensional world. Our earth is already.
That's another good one, too.
Yeah.
I like that
so,
one.
You know, dear Lord. And so we're so like, oh my gosh, isn't that wonderful? We're so excited. And we're in that love space because we want nothing more than that. I mean, I certainly do. I know you do too.
We're in the fifth dimension now.
We are ascended. Did you know we were in the fifth dimension, Serena? Did you know?
No,
oh, I forgot to write. I forgot to write you that postcard.
The memo.
I forgot. I am so sorry. I should have told you I got to the fifth dimension. It's unbelievable because we are swallowing.
Never mind the guy that got beheaded the other day. This is the kind of stuff that happens in the fifth dimension. This is what we've been striving for eternity, to get to a fifth dimension where there are beheadings and pedophilia and mass rapings and children who go missing by the hundreds of thousands every year and mass bombers and mass murderers. This is what happens when you get to the fifth dimension. This is the news that we get from our lovely and
Newsflash. We've been duped again. You know, you thought you were in the fifth. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. Didn't you get the memo? Oh, I'm sorry. The ship didn't come pick you up.
This is the fifth dimension. Oh, but it's just your consciousness. You have to elevate your consciousness to the fifth dimension and you'll be there. There'll be no mass murderers there. There are no mass murderers.
No.
Yeah, I want to see somebody who has done this, please.
Right.
Okay.
No, I really want to hear from that person. We really need to interview them now. Yeah, we really need to hear from that person. They're giving us all this disinformation and there's very few people that are actually picking this up. They're not discerning. Why are they not discerning? Well, because it feels better to look away and feel good in that space of oblivious, right? To be oblivious, right?
Yeah.
Than to have to look and see, oh my gosh, another murder, a beheading, a rape, children missing. These things, you know, make us very uncomfortable. And again, we've been informed and guided by these somebody, right? By some things, that it's not a good thing to do that because we're bringing it onto our reality. And nobody snapped out of it to figure out, well, holy cow, wait a minute. I haven't been looking at that. I certainly don't, you know, pay attention to that. And neither does so-and-so. And neither does all the group that I go to kumbaya with.
Right,
and neither does the people that I sit down in the drum circle with. They're not paying attention either. And then when I go to the sweat lodge and I'm sitting down with and smoking my peace pipe, okay, they're not looking either. But why is this still happening?
Oh my God!
Does anybody ask? I mean, holy cow! I mean, really?
I know.
I just don't understand, you know, and here's
the thing. It's what you called it, the spiritual opium.
It's spiritual opium. You don't really need to take ayahuasca.
It's a heavy, heavy drug to come out of. It's not easy to wake people up out of that. It's really hard.
No, it's the sugar rush. It's the spiritual opium. You know, it's that feel good, sugar coated stuff. It feels so fluffy and so good. And I don't want to be moved from there, man. This is too good, man, dude.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, dude, hit me again. You know, seriously, this is like, are you kidding me?
I know,
we're laughing,
but this is serious.
No, we're about to lose. You know, a war here for humanity. What happened? What happened? We got hijacked.
Yes,
we got hijacked, and nobody's paying attention.
Right.
And I can't really say nobody. I mean, I'm saying there's a very, very big majority of people are not paying attention. They're not looking back to see what's lurking behind the corners that's creeping up, okay, about to bite us in the neck, okay? They're breathing down our necks and about to bite us. And we're like, oh, dude, this is too, this is just, oh, hit me again. Right? What? Seriously? No. It's not going to happen. Not on my watch. It's not going to happen, right? It's not happening on my watch. And I know it's not happening on your watch.
No, definitely not
happening. That's why we started the show, because we're dead serious about this.
Yeah.
We're dead serious about this. I'm asking
Don't say dead yet, okay?
Okay, all right. But I'm still dead serious about it.
Yeah.
It's because, you know what? If we don't wake up, we're all dead.
Too close for comfort, really.
Yeah, this is what's happening. What's coming down the pike is really not a pretty picture. The world the way it is now is nowhere near what we have envisioned and what we have hoped for, based on all the channeled material, based on all the disinformation, the feel good, so that we don't do anything. Why? Because we don't have to do anything. All we're told to do is hold space, be in that place of love and light and just, have positive thoughts, do good deeds, be in that space. And in the meantime, it's that opium, they tell us this information, they give us these false truisms, right? These they're not truisms, they're disinformation. But it's sugarcoated so that we accept it better and it sits right, because nobody's bothering to open up that marshmallow to find out that there's a freaking pill in there that tastes bitter, that it doesn't belong there.
Right.
Nobody's even bothering to even want to do that.
No, but I tell you where that bitter pill is, right? That bitter pill is in the Boston bombings, is in the 911s, is in the Sandy Hooks, is in the England beheadings. That's the pill. That's the way the information is there. But what are people thinking? I don't know. I mean, it's going to stop. Eventually this will stop, or they have karma, or wait one minute. This is the entirety of human history. Horrors happening throughout our history. Mm-hmm. Where is the supposed growth of humanity? Where is the advancement? Where is it? It's not happening. If it's not happening, then don't we have to rethink what we believe is taking place here? Right? You have to rethink this at some point. When you look at what's happening, right? I would hope.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the mature thing to do. That's the responsible thing to do. But most of us are not doing that.
It's the opium.
It's the opium. And I'm telling you, you don't need to take ayahuasca, really.
No.
Honestly, I mean, you're already. Most people are already out there. totally. Sedated.
Yeah.
Completely sedated.
But if I may say, I have to say that while, we're saying that this is a problem, the people did not get there by themselves. They got there with the help of all of these archontic types, okay, through many, many, many means of dumbing people down. They are not entirely at fault themselves. The human species, it turns out, is an extremely gullible species that is simply not prepared for the iniquity of the forces that are controlling everything. The dumbing down begins it's happening on every level, from the air we breathe to the things we see in front of our eyes, to the noise and sounds that we hear and don't hear, the silent frequencies such as ELFs from cell towers and things like that. So chemtrails, fluorides, vaccinations, drugs, dead foods, sugars, these things all dumb down people. And then you have EMFs and low frequencies, and then you have all of these devices placed all over the planet on every power point and every acupressure point of the body of the earth, and you take negative devices and you put them on every single one of those points on the planet, and then you have negative energy. And this negative energy changes the entire frequency of the planet. And then you have black boxes that are sent out into space that are emitting down to this planet negative frequencies. And then you have all of these negative entities and disincarnates and spirits and shadow men and archons and invisible grays and reptilians and Dracos. And then you have all of that blackness and negativity on you. And the barrage against humanity is absolute and complete. It has every kind of thing going against it that you can imagine. So really, it's no wonder the people are really dumbed down because these things are happening. However, I mean, I was able to see that there is a problem. Houston, we have a problem. I was able to see this.
Yeah, you and many people.
Humanity hasn't evolved. Things haven't gotten better. Wars haven't stopped. Mm-hmm. These madmen are creating more wars. They have more wars planned. They have more weapons planned. It's never ending. It's not going to end unless people stop it. Yeah. People have to stop it. Okay, so maybe that's not our job, they think. Maybe this is not our job. You know, I just have to live my life and just, you know, be gone and let somebody else deal with it. And so it goes on and on and on and on and on. And it never stops. Why? Because nobody stops it.
Right.
That's the only reason. There is a force that is working against humanity. And this is my greatest complaint is I found out the hard way that there are forces working against people and against myself specifically, as there are for many of us. When I realized that so much of what happened in my life was not because of something that I did wrong or because I had karma to pay or because I was born in sin or because I'm a woman and so I'm worthless. And
no, you also have a contract. Don't forget you had a contract.
Oh, bullshit. excuse me. Contract. You know what? Those are all alien devices. I no longer believe in
you. You didn't read the fine print. What happened?
No, you didn't. I know exactly. Right. All of these things, everything to tell you that you are the sole creator of every freaking fucked up thing that ever happened. Excuse my French. I'm so upset about these things because I've seen what happened in my own life. I didn't cause these things. I learned the hard way that there are dark forces working against me. And I learned that there are dark forces working against the entire planet. And that means it's huge. And so because I was messed with for 54 years of my life without knowing it, guess what? I'm pissed off right now.
I hear you.
Okay? And I want to let other people know that they are not messed up. They are not suffering because they have karma. They're suffering because there are black forces that are messing with every possible circumstance in everybody's life that they can to get negative energy and emotions going so that they can, first of all, they feed off of these negative energies, right? This is what some of them do. And this is becoming common knowledge, actually. A lot of people are starting to talk about this right now, and I'm really glad. But they feed off of these negative energies, which is why they have to have constant terror happening on a global scale, but also on individual scales. So they will manipulate every person and their relationship, just about every person. Okay. It can be safely said, but further than that, they don't just mess with your life to create negative emotions, but some people, they actually want them dead. So they're not just feeding off of the energies, because if they want you dead, there obviously is no source of food for them in a dead person. So they're literally killing a lot of people too, because these forces are simply evil and they're black. And there's something about humanity that is a threat to them. And so that's why they do all of these things that are being done to humanity all across the globe, because there is something special about humanity.
So what is that special thing about humanity that they want so badly to destroy or...
Me? You're asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking you. What do you think? What would you think that is?
I'm guessing. I'm trying to make a joke. Well, I believe what is special about humanity is their soul. I believe that soul is a piece of the original source creator who is love, who is a thing of luminous beauty. And I believe that people who have soul have this luminous beauty within them, and that a little piece of this source, God, is within every person that has soul. And there are virtues and qualities that these people have that are exhibited in their life. And one of those primary virtues is care, is the ability to care, not just for yourself, but for other people, other things, plants, the environment. And it's the soul. This is a piece of the soul. And I think that this is what, there is a fight going on for the soul. Now, they talk about these things in almost every scripture on the planet, is that there is a war on for humanity, or for the soul of humanity. And I'm believing this now because I'm seeing it. It's not something I was ever interested in before, but I'm seeing it now. And I see that there is a battle on for the soul. Obviously, there is this huge battle. This can't be denied anymore. You'd have to really, you know, I don't know, be really buried in the sand not to see this. But it's the soul. But there are a lot of beings at the same time on this planet that do not have this soul. I believe this. I'm seeing this as well. And I'm experiencing them. And a lot of people are experiencing them. And they don't know what is wrong with these people. They think they just need help, or, you know, some therapy, or, you know, a sweat lodge or drumming.
So you're saying that these people are not capable of caring? They're not emotionless?
No, they're not. Because if you talk to the psychologists in the professional medical fields, they will tell you that psychopaths, it is known, cannot be cured. There is no cure for them. They have no remorse. There's something going on with them that is just not right. There's something missing. Well, in my opinion, what is missing is the soul. They are just spirits animating the biology of the body, but there is no soul. This godly divine peace that is the divine spark that a lot of beings are fighting for, is this soul. The soul is what is missing, because a person that has a soul really cannot hurt other people, especially in the way that psychopaths do, and mass murderers and everything. So I believe that this war that is happening is going on for the soul. They talk about it in the scriptures. Not that I was ever a fan of the scriptures, but man, I'm seeing it. There is a battle on for this essence, because it's not humanity. I'm not impressed with humanity. I have to say, I am not impressed with humanity, but we possess some essence that is so desirable by psychopaths and control freaks and all kinds of creatures and beings. And this soul is something that they obviously do not have, because they want it. And it is the soul. And a lot of people are starting to talk about this now. And there's a guy who's talking about how the Greys are trying to, they have a way of capturing the soul and manipulating its information so that they can superimpose their selves onto the soul, so that they can be born into a human body and therefore be blended and have the experience of a soul. I mean, the things that some of these people are discovering is just mind-boggling. But I believe it's the soul, Ari. That's what I think is I think that that's what the war is on about.
Wow. And then there's some figures that came out too, and I think you're more knowledgeable about there's not that many real human beings on the planet, that it seems like there's an overwhelming amount of soulless ones. Have you heard? You've heard that, right? Yeah.
I started when I got all of my beliefs out of the way and I threw them out the window, because none of them were working, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they all had to go. Everything that I believed was just not right, because, you know, nothing bad is going to happen to me because I'm good. Well, that had to go out the window, and all of them had to go. And I had to just clear the slate, and I'd say, please, God, you know, what is going on here? Right. And when I started looking objectively, and then I decided I had to do research, and I had to do research, and this took me into some dark places, but I realized I had to look at these dark places, because that there's stuff there. There's a lot of stuff there. So what is this stuff? I have to look at this stuff if I'm going to learn about what's happening here.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at all of this stuff, and a lot of this that's when the alien stuff started coming up a lot. I mean, so many people are having alien experiences. Mm-hmm. And I had to look at this, and I have to consider all of this information. As a researcher, I have to consider everything. And I have to go through a lot of garbage, but I have to listen to all of it. And I started looking at this objectively. I'm like, what if this is true? What if this is real? It has to be, because something is taking place that none of my belief systems have covered. So something else is taking place that we haven't been taught, that is hidden, and I have to be able to see what this is. So I started seeing alien intervention. I started to see an energy that is completely foreign to the human experience, mm-hmm. and that you can't see this thing, but the evidence of it is everywhere, absolutely everywhere. You can't turn your head without seeing the evidence of this foreign thing. And when I started paying attention to people, and I've been paying attention to people for 40 years now, specifically watching people for 40 years, and I started to ask myself, you know what? A lot of these people just don't have this divine thing, this essence, this something, this wonderful spark of divinity that I am very familiar with. And I started looking around, and I have traveled around the world, and I have observed a lot of people. And I constantly do this, constantly. And I saw for myself, I had to come up with a number. I said, how many of these people simply don't have this essence? There's a lot of people that simply don't have this essence. I look into people's faces and in their eyes, mm-hmm. and something is missing. Mm-hmm. And I came up with a figure of about 70 to 75%. And wow. I know it sounds crazy, and it sounded high, like a high number. I tell this to people, and
it's
think
huge.
I'm not. I don't
no,
care.
It's a huge number.
I don't care, because this is what I'm seeing. However, I'm listening to some other people talking about these agendas and the forces that are working on this planet that are doing this, the military industrial complex. What a black mess that is. That mm-hmm. is like one of the blackest, if not the blackest mess of evil and iniquity after the Vatican that you will find on this planet. And they are telling you that the number of aliens that they have manufactured that are on this planet, and they are giving numbers of soulless creatures as high as 85%. And I struggle with that.
Wow.
I struggle with that, but we struggle. The truth is always difficult, and I don't know how much it is, but these are the numbers they're giving, and these are testimonies of a lot of people who are coming up with the same numbers because of what's taken place with the military industry. They have figured out ways that human beings can be born without soul. Spirit animates them. So you have a spirit in the body, and they appear to be as a, you know, a regular person, and they can function, but they live only to satisfy the biology. That's it. There is no divinity. There's no virtue. There's no care. There's no none of these other things that come from the divine. And they're saying that these numbers of these people, and we can see this, are very, very high. I mean, they went up as I would say 70%, and that's being conservative, but they're going as high as 85%, and that scares me actually. That number scares me.
I'm just wondering what would be, I mean, who the heck knows, but I'm just wondering what would be the purpose of this? I mean, to get something that has no consciousness, that is a lot easier to manipulate into perhaps picking up a gun and shooting, like these Aurora shootings and the Newtown shooting. Are these people just, you know, they're shells, and then you have something else animating it because, you know, it's just so much easier to carry on instructions of destruction that way. Would that be maybe a reason that is happening, do you think? Or I'm just wondering.
What do you mean?
What would be the purpose of having so many soulless?
Oh, because they're trying to create terror and turmoil in the collective experience and keep it alive, because remember the terror and emotions of fear, fear and terror and desperation and all of these things. These negative feelings are like, and they're energy, and they say that they feed on them. They're food, right? Mm-hmm. So they keep these psychopaths, these soulless beings that have no remorse, and they can commit all of these things because there's really nobody home, and they can do all these horrible things so that these people who do have feeling, right, of care and essence, and they experience trauma and shock and desperation and desolation, and these are the emotions that they feed from, because there are no emotions from the soulless ones.
Yeah.
Right? So, but the ones that have these intense emotions, this is a source of food, because the, obviously there is a force that is working to create these things, these events, these horrors and these tragedies. They keep them alive. The patriarchy definitely keeps them alive. For terror to be happening throughout the planet consistently, but there's another reason for it as well. There is this other energy that feeds it, and is trying to destroy it as well. I think both are happening at the same time, and they're keeping people in a prison state, in a depressed and a low frequency state, because I think humanity has a high potential to become as God. And there's just a fight to prevent that from happening.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. But even with that, you know, with everything that we're seeing in the exterior, that is, those that have the eyes to see can see these things. And those that are connecting directly to source can discern these things on their own. And I always tell people, please don't listen to me. Don't believe me.
Right.
But, you know, observe yourself. I mean, that is your, you know, your right to do, and you should do this as a due diligence, because this is, you know, who you are. This is, you know, the ones that will create the change that will create the domino effect, that will create the, hopefully the rip in the matrix that we can finally overcome this, is humanity.
Yeah.
Humanity has to, and humanity, the soul, the ones that are ensouled, need to ask for this. They need to want this more than life itself, because without freedom, there is no life. Without, you know, what kind of future are we giving to the children and the children's children and everything down the line? If it's enslaved now, what do you think is going to happen later?
Yeah.
It doesn't get better. This thing does not correct itself by itself.
No, it's not. It's not. And that this is the thing. Anybody who doesn't see that it's not correcting itself, they're deluding themselves. And then they die. They live their lives, and the next generation comes, and this thing keeps going on and on and on and on forever.
Perpetual.
And there are people who have come in to say, enough. No, you have to wake up. You have to understand this is what is taking place. It's ugly. It's hard to look at, it's hard to realize, but it has to be done. It has to be done once and for all. Finally, finish, break, and tear up this matrix. And these are quantic forces that are manipulating humanity and causing so much turmoil and pain. And be done with it. I am personally done with it.
Yeah.
And I've been messed with my entire life. And you know what? I'm not going down without a fight now, because they messed with me, and now I am pissed off. You understand? And don't anybody tell me. Not being pissed off is, oh my God, I have people telling me, oh, but it's not. Oh, you have to have compassion for them. Okay. Compassion is a green light. I will have compassion for somebody else, but I'm not having compassion for black forces that are putting children and babies and humanity through so much pain and horror and suffering throughout our entire history. No, I'm done. I have a better place to put my compassion. But it's not going to them, because that matrix needs to be dead and buried.
Yeah,
gone.
Yeah.
Already. Done.
Yeah. And what's really difficult, though, for many people is, because there are many people probably, you know, listening to the show right now, that a lot of the stuff resonates with them. And then you have those that, oh, no. You know, they have it all wrong. They have this all wrong, you know. And that's fine, you know, because here we are again, differences of opinion. But again, it's just a matter of wanting, making a choice to look.
Yeah.
Okay?
And it's hard. And
make
you have
the
to
choice.
Ask difficult questions. You have to ask really difficult questions. You have to do the research, and you have to get the numbers, and you have to really look objectively. It's not the pretty stuff. It's not
at all. This subject matter sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
I mean, it's the bummer. Okay, it's horrible.
The bummer. Yeah. The capital.
It's not feel good. It's not sugar coated. It's not what we want to hear.
And it's not for cowards either.
Yeah, but sometimes truths, they are what they are. And I'll tell you what, when you've got to take something, a message, information, and sugarcoat it, okay, it's not the truth. Because the truth stands naked.
Right, exactly.
The truth stands all by itself.
Right.
It's clean. It's pristine. It's
raw and uncensored.
It's raw and uncensored. It is sometimes rough to hear. It is what it is. It is,
and it's simple. It's usually very simple.
It's absolute. When you hear the truth, regardless of how, gosh, you know, it's not what I wanted to hear, but it, you know, it's standing by itself, naked, nothing embellishing it. Okay, pay attention to that, because more than likely that is correct. And if we all make a decision to shut down the external information which is coming from everywhere, and I'm not just talking about the regular media, okay, that we're so accustomed to, you know, your CNN, your Fox News. I mean, I'm hoping most of us have gotten rid of that stuff already, right? I'm hoping that we're already there. But it's coming from even alternative media. It's coming from all the light workers. Everybody has a program. Everybody has a website. You know, everybody is a blogger. Everybody has some DVDs that they've had. Everybody's a personality and a character these days. Okay, so everybody has information, and they're all presenting the information as their truth. And there's so it's coming. You don't know. You know, it's got us chasing our tails. We don't know what's up or down. Okay, and what I'm saying is humanity, please, you know, we need to get on the same page. If we're not going to get on the same page about anything, we need to get on the same page about what needs to be done. First of all, that we need to agree that we're going to look, okay, because by not looking, we're aiding and abetting it. We're allowing it to flourish. We're allowing these things to be in place, to stay in place, to continue, okay? And
right.
Slowly but surely, person by person, they're taking over the planet, okay? So we need to agree that we're going to look, okay? Then we need to agree, okay, I looked. I noticed that, too, we have a problem, Houston. Okay, we've got a major problem, all right? So we've got to agree that there's a problem, that there's things out there that are creating things in our reality that are not of the light, that are contradictory to the light that we came here to uphold. Okay, who the heck in their right mind, Serena? Do you remember signing that contract? Because I've always wondered. I didn't read the fine print when I said I would be here. Because I know I took that wrong turn. I know, you know, you let me sign that contract. You know, I wouldn't have come here. If I really knew what I was getting into. No, but we are in a very dense world. We've come with all kinds of risks from, you know, forgetting who we are, not only because we come with amnesia, but we run the risk of not even waking up, not even remembering, getting sucked up into the matrix, being part of the problem. And we are part of the problem if we're ignoring the problem.
Right.
Okay. So we've got to address these things. This is part of the reason we're here. Folks, we're in physicality for a reason. Because if all we needed to do was sit under a tree, sing Kumbaya, okay, do some ayahuasca, okay, I know you always crack up with that.
I know.
What is that? What is that?
I'll tell you offline.
Dude, what is up with that? We're sitting under a tree doing all these things. If that's all we need to do and bliss out,
yes.
Why the heck do we have to come here to begin with? I mean, really, to come into a body that doesn't work half the time, that we've got to eat. Now when we eat, it's polluted. It's got GMOs. My liver is falling off. I've got a toenail that's got fungus on it. If I take a pill for it, my kidneys fall off. I mean, what's the deal with this? Do we really – I mean, what? We came here for that?
No. I tell you why you came. You came here to learn lessons.
Oh, we came here to learn lessons. Gotcha.
Well, let's go through some of these lessons real
quick.
Let's do it.
Yes, please, do it.
No, my question is to you because I honestly don't have a clue. What are some of these lessons?
What are some of the lessons?
Yeah, what are the lessons that we came here to learn?
Don't even ask. You know, I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't.
Oh, God.
You know, I don't know what, you know, what the lessons are, you know, with the lessons are to be what? To be more loving, to be humble, to do unto others, you know, or not do unto others as you don't want them to do unto you. You know, I don't know. To get closer to the light, to be more pure.
How many lifetimes?
To become a master, you know, become an ascended master. How many lifetimes?
Yeah, how many lifetimes?
I don't know. Probably.
Right, because we're supposedly, we've all had like hundreds and hundreds, thousands, right?
I'm not even close to getting there.
So if we've had all of these lifetimes, then what have we learned but nothing in them? All of them? Is this even possible? Does this make any sense?
No, we're coming. See, where everybody thinks, where everybody's on the fifth dimension, you know. Yeah. We're coming. We're still coming back in the fifth dimension because you don't know that fifth dimension's probably also compromised because that was also you know, a story. They sold us the farm. That's pretty much. But you know what we need to do.
The true reality is really extremely shockingly different than everything that is popular. It really is.
And
that's no fun to say that, but it is.
At all. No, at all. It is really. It's disgusting, actually. really. So, what I'm saying is that we need to get on the same page. We have to look. We've got to realize that there's a problem, all right? And then we need to be willing to take responsibility and do something. And we cannot do this on our own. Okay, the fact that you realize this, Serena, the fact that I realize this, it's all great. Maybe we have a couple of listeners saying, oh, my gosh, I'm glad that they're addressing this. And we get this all the time. We get people that will say, oh, thank goodness, thank God, you know, you're addressing this. But the majority of people, they're not on the same page. And the only thing I'm asking is that we might have different beliefs. I'm asking pretty much people, you know, don't believe us. Don't believe us that this is happening. Just connect yourself to source and get the information. What I'm saying is that because there is so much information from different places, a lot of channeled information, a lot of disinformation being given in so many different venues of information nowadays, that a lot of that stuff has been infiltrated, and most of the stuff has been infiltrated. Okay, because it's a convenient venue. If I was marketing a product and I was a company, you know, I try to find the best venue to market that product in. So if I'm looking for, selling, let's say a toy to, well, a new gadget to kids, to the youth of the planet, a new gadget, I'm not going to put it in a magazine or a newspaper. I'm going to put an ad probably through their cell phone. Or their iPad or something like that, an electronic form. So they're getting us through the venue of where we're most likely going to fall for the advertising, okay? And a lot of that is channeled information. A lot of it is the lecturer, the teacher, the person who has made a name for themselves and with you know, doing DVDs and writing books and things like that. You know, a lot of that information that is incorrect information, a lot of these people are getting it elsewhere also. So a lot of stuff has been compromised. We're accepting it because it feels good. It's been sugar-coated. The point is, and I always say, what you need to do is really shut down. Shut down that external information. Shut it down because it's corrupt. It's like having a virus on your hard drive, you know, and your computer's not functioning right because it's so polluted with little viruses and little fragments and stuff. Sometimes you've got to either put in a new operating system or just get a new hard drive, start from scratch. And what kind of information are you going to put in there this time? Well, hello, go directly to the source. Go directly to the correct software program. And this time, we're co-creators. We are divine beings. We need to step finally into our power and into our authority and be together on the same page, not who has the best information, who has how many years of experience in ascended master work and healing and in this philosophy and that philosophy. I don't really care how many years a person has had in these philosophies and belief systems. It doesn't matter, because if you're doing it on your own and you're deciding to be one of those that is looking away, you're part of the problem. And two, you by yourself can't change this. This is so beyond us individually that we really need to stand united as a species.
Right.
And we decided to come into this, into this density, to wear this heavy, dense suit called the human body with all the stuff that doesn't work right sometimes, all right? Not for the purpose of, we're experiencing the world we're living in, but we're also using the body for a reason. We need to use these bodies to be able to bring forth and manifest the world we want together in unison, to have a unity of focus, a unity of intent to write the software program. And we do this through a manifestation process, all right, of which, we definitely need to go through those steps. We could probably do that next show where we can go through the steps of manifesting the world we want. It's very specific, very to the point. The opposition, the dark forces, use these techniques. They use these techniques to manifest the world we don't want. Okay? We cannot stand by and allow them to do that. Okay? So the least we can do is agree that we're going to create our world together. Forget the belief systems. Shut that down. Come down to zero. Reboot. Start from scratch. Let's write the software together. Let's hack the matrix.
Yeah.
They've hacked us. Yeah. They've hijacked us. They've infiltrated us. They're taking over. I'm letting you know that the techniques that they're doing work very well, because they're all on the same page. They're all in unison with this purpose. We need to do the same.
Yeah.
We need to do the same. And this is part of the solution. It's not the solution. It's part of the solution. But it has to begin with writing that software program. And it starts with manifesting it. And we need to all do it together. All right? And so what do they do? They manifest it. But they find specific dates, specific times, specific areas of the planet that they stand in unity and they do this together to create havoc and create the world that we don't want. So we could do the same thing. We can actually find, those days that they're preparing to do evil, and we can counteract that by creating the world that we do want to see, and even though we're maybe, less of us than maybe than they are at a particular time when they're doing it, if we have a certain percentage of us doing it, because we are so much more powerful when we stand in our power, we might have a rip in the matrix that we actually have a fighting chance. But if we decide that, I don't buy into what these girls are saying, they really don't have, they don't understand from the higher perspective. Believe me, this stuff is happening whether you believe it or not. Okay, and if we do not do anything, the world that exists now, the world as it is now, with all these craziness and killings and things that are happening in the world, including all the sentient beings that are being hurt, all the animals that are being hurt, I haven't even addressed those that don't have a voice. If we don't do something now, we cannot accept the world the way it's going, because we're on a path for derailment if we don't do something. And that's all there is to it. We either get with the program, we either get together and do something now, or we might as well just pack our bags. Because it does not correct itself. It does not correct itself. It's a cancer that's metastasizing. And if we don't take some radical action, okay, if we don't take some radical action with a level head and understanding and be courageous and have the, you know, as I said, have the courage to look at it and say no more, not on my watch, this will not change. And we would have missed our mark. That's what sin is. You don't want to be right. Sinful. We would have missed our mark. We would have wasted an incarnation. We would have let go of this beautiful planet. I mean, why? And I'm saying, just look, have the courage to look, disconnect from all the chatter and the different philosophies and the different stuff, connect to source, get your answers from there. And you'll see that what we're saying is absolutely correct. You'll see it yourself. You'll get it. You'll finally get it. And I hope you get it sooner than later, because we're really running out of time. There is, really isn't a lot of more time. And with that in mind, we run out of time also.
Yeah.
On the show. But just wanted to get this message across to you all. This is going to be an ongoing show. Our point is, we're bringing in what is really happening out there. We're telling it to you as it is. Okay? There's no sugarcoating in this show. There's no need to. Okay? There is no need to. We're going to tell it to you as it is. We're also going to present you with solutions, okay, if we're all standing, at least let's put aside all the different beliefs and all the different, you know, reasons as to why I'm wrong and you're right and all that. We need to agree that we want to transform this planet and bring it back to the light. I'm sure that we can all agree on that. But it doesn't happen by itself, and it doesn't happen by just ignoring things that are creeping up behind us and actually, you know, creating a lot of pain and suffering to beings that are innocent.
Needless. Okay. Needless pain.
Needless. Somebody has to stand up for those innocents, and we need to do that. So anyway, thank you very much for being on the show tonight, listening to us. It's been a great hour. We could keep talking forever, because this is just the tip of the tip of the tip of the iceberg. And it's just something that we really, really need to do. And but anyway, our show is every other week. The next show will be June 8th. The Bilderbergs are having their meeting between June 6th and June 9th. We're going to be having, hopefully, addressing the process of manifestation on June 8th. Hopefully, we can do something on air where we're actually manifesting the world we want to see on air. And so I strongly invite you all to be on that show. Again, it's 9 p.m. Pacific time on Station 1. And so looking forward to seeing you all there. And thank you very much for joining us. Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Hey, no. All right. At least we got through the first shows. Sorry we went over a little bit there.